my relationship with my mother-in-law, I always felt very ostracized coming from a Christian family, and my husband became a Christian, and I felt like I got blamed for changing him into somebody that he wasn't.
That's Hannah. She's talking about in-laws, and she's hurting. And whenever we touch on this topic of in-laws, we get a lot of reaction. It's a sore point. It can be a beautiful point in your life. It can also be a sore point. This is part two. Yesterday, we started talking about in-law relationships. Had so many calls, we want to carry on over today. So we're reopening our phone lines to you. If you'd like to join us, if you have a question about strengthening an in-law relationship or a specific intentional tip that really has worked for you that you'd like to share with others, call right now, 888-888-1717, because Sally has that look in her eye in there. She's ready to talk to you, right? All right. 888-888-1717 is the number. Give us a call. We really would enjoy hearing from you today. We heard the first part of Hannah's call. There's more to it. I want you to hear it, and then we're going to come back, comment, take your calls, and see if we can make sense of strengthening in-law relationships today.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I was calling today on the topic of mother-in-laws or in-laws, and this is a topic that's very dear to my heart. My husband and I have only been married for 2 years, so we're kind of at the start of all this, but we've been together since high school for over 10 years now, and my relationship with my mother-in-law has always been very difficult. It has been one of, from the very get-go, could tell that we were very different people, and I always felt very ostracized coming from a Christian family and having different values going into my husband's family that lived just a complete opposite lifestyle, and almost felt made fun of just for the way that my lifestyle was. And then my husband really started to look into Christianity and became a Christian, and I felt like I got blamed for changing him into somebody that he wasn't. And my husband and I have been best friends. He's my soulmate. But when it comes to his mom or his family, we are just kind of the black sheep of the whole family and have found it hard to fit in. So my biggest question would be if there's any advice on how to best feel like we can maybe come to common ground or just find something in common to where it's actually enjoyable to spend time with them when we live such opposite lifestyles.
Hannah, listen, God bless you. I'll make two comments to you. First of all, congratulations. What I mean by that is that your husband has come to Christ. You're both sounding like you're on the same page spiritually and you have the same values. That's a positive thing. People don't like people to change that they love. It's like the analogy is like crabs in a crab basket. When one of the crabs tries to get out, the others will pull them back in. And that's really what sounds like is happening here. You took their son, you married him, and you have faith, and your husband decided to come to faith in Christ, and he crawled out of the crab basket. And they're not happy about it. And you're not going to crawl back in the crab basket. But now you're a Christian, so you have to love those in the crab basket. So I think a couple of things. One is your husband should go to his family and say, guys, listen, I love you. I'm still who I am. God has done a wonderful thing in my life. It's not my wife. I didn't accept her as my savior. She didn't save me. God did. Here's what God has done in my life. It's key for your husband to take that spiritual leadership with his own family and just lovingly share that. And then, like you said, find something in common. My goodness, you could have kids, grandkids. You can have fun together. You can do things together that that you both find acceptable. So focus on the things you can do. Secondly, Hannah, listen, the scripture says, basically, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. Not basically, that's exactly what it says. Now, that's a quote, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Everyone who wants to live a godly life will be persecuted. And that's what you're feeling. I mean, that's really part of it. And the persecution isn't always out there in the world. It can be right in our own family. And so, again, I say congratulations. You guys are on the same page, leaving and cleaving. You can love those in the crab basket. Love them. That's family. but you're establishing your own family and your own values and moving forward in Christian love. That's key. Well, I got some other comments we're going to get to today on this. Love to have you join in. You have a question, a comment on in-law relationships, how to make them work intentionally. 888-888-1717.
My husband and I have been married for quite a while now, almost 10 years. And from the beginning, my in-laws and I have, they've never really approved. And he's always been the golden child. They have occasionally hurt my feelings on purpose, but for years I've been trying to get their approval. It just isn't forthcoming. I mean, they're just not interested in having that close a relationship.
Boy, and that hurts, doesn't it? You know, we can't make people do what we want them to do. And at the core of the problem that we see in in-law, in fact, all relationships, but certainly in-law relationships, is because the relationship is so strong. I mean, it's an in-law relationship. You've married into the family. You're part of the family through this new bond that's created. Here's what happens. How words, for instance, are interpreted within in-law relationships often go into overdrive. What I mean by that is something you would say to a neighbor, to a friend, a coworker, might be interpreted in one way, but when you're related, it's your mother-in-law or daughter-in-law, and they use the same word, here's what happens. Your filter is really heightened. It's on steroids. And you have certain expectations of how this family is going to operate. And so when a word is used or a look is given or a phone call is not returned or a text is not answered the way it's supposed to be or you think it's going to be, this rule of intentional living just it goes in from 12 point to 22 point type. It's huge. And here it is, expectations minus reality equals disappointment every time. And so in an in-law relationship, when you have an expectation that a mother-in-law, brother-in-law, son-in-law is going to respond in a certain way or do a certain kind of thing in a certain way that you think it should be done, and it's not, expectations automatically, there's disappointment that follows because reality didn't meet your expectations. And so one of the things we really have to work on with these in-law relationships is having reasonable expectations. You hearing me? Reasonable expectations. And time to grow a relationship. That's why the focus has to be on building the relationship and not on all my expectations being met. Okay, what do you all think? Join in. You got a question? You got a comment? What works? What's not working? We're here to help you. Big deal. Marriages succeed and fail sometimes on this very issue. If I can help you, give me a call. 888-888-1717.
Laughter and fun are important in a great marriage, and that's what you'll experience at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Well, everything Dr. Randy Carlson said was just great.
We have fun, and we enjoy each other's company, and we just love spending time together.
No matter how many years you've been married, you can always learn new things to strengthen your relationship.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, and November 16th in Tucson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
Here's how you can use the power of meditation to overcome worry in your life. I am Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. We become whatever we focus on, whatever we meditate on. So I'm going to encourage you to do what the Apostle Paul commands in Philippians 4. He says, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, Paul says, meditate on these things. I mean, more than just thinking about them, meditate on them. Stop your activity every day and spend some time focusing on the goodness of God, on the good things that God has given you in your life. And as you do, you're becoming more intentional in your life. And when you do, your life will be better. That's intentional living.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
Hey, listen, when you do that, we'll start right off, probably the next day, I'm assuming, you'll start receiving in your text, your email box, the Intentional Living Minute. We'd love to send it right to you. So again, go to theintentionallife.com/minute. Secondly, you heard about the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. Man, we're really pumped about this. We're going to laugh. We're just going to have a great time. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't done a date night intentional living conference in a couple of years, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be in Mesa, the Living Word Bible Church, on Friday night, November 8th. Glendale Church of the Nazarene, great place. On Saturday night, November the 9th, back-to-back. Same conference, two locations in the valley. And then in Tucson, on Saturday night, November 16th. November 16th. And we're just going to have a great time. This is a great night for you to get away from kids and stress and responsibility and news and all the stuff that's just dragging us down. And let's get focused on our marriage and have some fun and learn some things about intentional living. I'm going to show you 10 things that successful couples really do as habits in their marriage. Very practical things. We're going to have a good time. Get your tickets today. Bring some other couples with you, maybe your small group, your Sunday school class, make it an evening kind of thing. But come on out. Just get information. By the way, I was looking online. I've got people checking this out from all over the country. So if you want to make a weekend, great time to be in Phoenix or Tucson, right? Love to have you come be a part of it as well. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And the information will be there for you. Today, we're focusing on in-law relationships. And let me see here. Let's go to Tiffany's on the line in Iowa. Tiffany, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi, thanks.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
My question is, how do you live intentionally in relationships with your, whether it be your parents or your in-laws, when they do things that your faith doesn't really agree with, or maybe their behaviors are unhealthy?
Yeah.
Specifically when I have my own children who are also, you know, part of these situations, events, things like that.
So you have your kids and the grandparents and one side or both have some lifestyle things you disagree with. So you're concerned when your kids are there, they're being exposed to things you'd rather not have them be exposed to, basically.
Right. And I feel like we've swung from not having a relationship with them at all the way to we're going to love them through it. And I'm just not sure we've ever found a healthy balance.
And so this sounds like maybe you and your husband don't agree.
I think we just have never really felt like we've found, like, you know, the Bible says to honor your father and mother, right?
Yeah.
But it's just one of those gray areas where I feel like we've never really found a good, happy medium where we can honor them and protect our kids.
Yeah. Well, honoring, and you know, of course, it depends all what it is, but you can honor someone by also holding them accountable and put boundaries in place. Honoring doesn't mean I'm just going to totally submit to somebody because I want to honor him. If that was me, Tiffany, if that were my wife and I and our kids, as a general rule, I probably would maintain the relationship. I'd have a loving relationship, but I would limit the exposure of the children to those things. And I'd be very clear with my parents or the other side, the in-laws. And by the way, it should be him talking to his parents, you talking to yours. And just say, we love you guys. We want the best for you. But the fact is, these are things that are important to us. You know, when we're together, certain kind of language or media exposure or alcohol or whatever kinds of, I don't know what it is, whatever it is, if it's a part of the interaction, we're going to leave. In other words, we want to be with you, but we're setting the rules when it comes to how the kids are going to be exposed to this stuff. We're big people. We can be exposed to it. We understand that that's where you are, but we're not going to let the kids be exposed to it. We don't think it's healthy for them or for you. And they're going to be unhappy. And some of them will say, you may have them say, well, then fine, you can't be a part of our life. Then the ball's in their court and they've made the decision. But I think you got to have an honest discussion because at the end of the day, Tiffany, and you know this, you and your husband are the ones responsible for raising your kids, not the grandparents.
Yep.
You know?
I think that was my secondary question was, do you have any thought or regard to how they respond or do we just do what's right regardless of how they choose to respond to it? So that's good.
Well, and yes. And obviously you can't control how they're going to respond to it, but it's a matter of how you share it too. It's not I'm pointing my finger in your face because here's what they're going to think. You just think you're better than we are.
Yep. That's exactly right.
You know, you just think you're better than we are. And, you know, you got to try to break that down as much as possible to say, listen, this is just how we live our lives. It's not a matter of being better than anyone else or better than you. That's not the point. These are just values that are important to us. And we hope you'll accept that for us, mm-hmm. that you love us enough to honor us with these values when we're together with the kids or whatever we're doing. And if they choose to blow you off, you can't really change it. But I'll tell you what, Tiffany, you don't want to look back later and say, you know, we just went with the flow. As I use that analogy of getting back in the crab basket, you know, crawl back in the crab basket just because, you know, we want to get along.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I'd handle it.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, Tiffany. We're praying for you. I got people listening, I'm sure, who are thinking they'd like to correspond. I'll tell you one way you could do it. Go on Facebook and join, you know, share some thoughts today. We can post something about today's program and let you get a discussion going on this topic. It's pretty good. All right. Thank you, Tiffany. Glad to help you. 888-888-1717.
My in-laws, we don't get along with just for the fact that we're Christians and they're of another religion and they just don't believe in the way we're raising our children.
I hate using this word, but I would have to say I feel my mother-in-law is a bit twisted. There's good, sweet that comes out of her if my husband is around. But otherwise, when he's away or he just steps outside, I get tested and fighting words are just coming at me.
My daughter-in-law, whom we just think the world of, every time, I mean, I know that, you know, we're supposed to share holidays and that, but it seems like every time it's my holiday to get together with my son and her, she ends up getting sick and she doesn't show up, or she only comes for a few minutes and then she leaves.
Hey, listen, the reason we play some of these, we want you to hear that you're not alone. This is a big deal. I mean, whenever we touch on a topic like in-law relationships, we get a lot of response, a lot of calls, a lot of comments, and others hold back because, frankly, you're afraid to talk about it. You know, it's kind of the family secret that's there, but we don't talk about it. Like the caller yesterday, did you hear one of the comments on the program yesterday? His father-in-law, after what, 10 years of being his father-in-law, told him on a trip to Israel that he never liked him. And he almost ended up in a fight. And he's thinking, where in the world did that come from? And so sometimes they got these things that go on in relationships that you don't know. And it comes back to expectations, folks, over and over and over. How our words are interpreted, how our looks are interpreted, how a refusal to come to an event is interpreted, or not staying long enough, or not getting the right gift. Come on, not bringing the right food. Am I touching on some of the nerves? I mean, it doesn't, you got it. Holidays kind of bring out the worst and best in us. We're getting closer to the holiday season, right? It's all coming up now, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, so on. Expectations minus reality equal disappointment. That's what happens. All right, Sherry, you want to comment on how you can handle this from Wisconsin? Appreciate your call.
Thank you. I was just, you know, earlier with the Hannah call, you were talking a little bit about expectations that he might be getting, but I think sometimes it's also the expectations of the other person, but
absolutely,
also insecurity. And I think, you know, for her mother-in-law, she's insecure in the fact that she's, quote-unquote, lost her son to somebody else.
Yeah.
And that sometimes just continuing to act in love and, you know, loving her in that place and going, it's not a loss but a gain, you know, I think that might be helpful. And, you know, just making sure that you're encouraging her husband to be with his family and show that it's not a loss, it's a gain. And
Did you face that? Was that something you faced, Sherry, in your marriage? I think we lost Sherry, but we got her comment. Phone disconnected. It's a good point. You've heard me say we judge ourselves. Write this down, by the way, unless you're driving. Write this down, because this is something worth thinking about. I mean, you could ponder this one for a while. We judge ourselves by our intentions. We judge others by our expectations. And I believe that's the core. I mean, that we're wrapped right at the core of this problem in our relationships, especially the heightened tension that can occur in in-law relationships. Expectations minus reality, right? Disappointment. And I judge myself by intention. I judge you by expectation. And it's that that creates such a big problem. More in 2 minutes. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to get away to get close to God's creation. Book your cabin now for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. Breathtaking destinations and beautiful scenery await you on this unforgettable travel experience. Enjoy spiritual renewal and build lifelong memories. Join my wife Donna and me for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. To book your cabin, go to theintentionallife.com. You gonna marry? Who are you gonna marry? Where are you gonna live? Gonna have children or not? That decision, the decisions around your family, really are a big deal. And some of you here today, you know decisions that were made in the past and you look back with some regret as it had to do with marriage or family or relationships, and you pay a price today and there's guilt or hurt in your life. Now the hope is that God is forgiving and we can move past that, but those decisions matter.
They do. Listen, your decisions matter a great deal. It's the teaching this month for members, this month of October, for the members of Intentional Living. If you joined during our Share-a-thon last week or you're a current member and you've requested these to be on the list, it'll be coming your way automatically here in the next week or two. Your decisions matter. If you're not, you can join us today. And when you do, we'll make sure you receive Your Decisions Matter teaching on CD. With our thanks. And by the way, we didn't have this plan, but I told the staff yesterday for everybody here in the month of October who joins us as a new member of Intentional Living or increasing their monthly support, I want to make sure that we can get the book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, to all of you as well. Because as I mentioned last week, it's in printing. We're going to order them. We'll get one for you. So if you join today, you missed out maybe last week on Share-a-thon. You can when you join as a new member, let us know. I think that's up online, so you can do it or call if there's a question. Talk to one of our staff, either 888-888-1717, press number 4 during West Coast business hours, or go to theintentionallife.com. Okay, autograph book, brand new, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. Very excited about this book, and we'll be getting it out to you real soon. Okay, we're talking in-laws today and talk about hijacked emotions. Hello. The in-law relationships is just a powder keg for our emotions to get hijacked in life. Kathy is in Arizona. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment or question today?
My comment would be that I'm 65 years old. Mm-hmm. And I have had a very long history of problems with daughter-in-laws since my son was 16. Mm. He was very spiritual. And then he met a girl then and was with her for over 10 years, married her, had our three grandkids. And I walked on eggshells all the time, okay? Yeah. I tried to be the best I could be, the most intentional I could be.
Right.
Then I helped him through his divorce when she left him in Germany in the service. And then he got remarried. Well, this, the second wife likes me less. I'm a complication in their lives. They just had a baby.
Now, when you say you're a complication, that's your son says that as well?
No.
Not him, but her.
He did before. Yeah. He did in the past.
Yeah. So what are you doing to be intentional? What encouragement do you have? What are you finding anything that's working for you?
Well, yes, because I've just
I mean, I have become, I had a spiritual intervention with myself, Monday before last, before I came to Phoenix, and now I'm leaving back to where I'm staying. And I guess my, you know, just be let go, let God. I mean, after, let's see, 20-some years, you just, you know what I mean? You just, I mean, that's what I've been working towards that.
Well, you're wise, Kathy. I don't know what the spiritual intervention you mean or what happened, but I will tell you this. If you know Christ, if Christ is your Savior, with the Holy Spirit, some of these relationships really require Holy Spirit-level intervention where we say to God through His Holy Spirit, I need your help to be careful what I say and what I do. Because one of the things that we teach at Intentional Living on in-laws, and I've taught this for many years, and this maybe will help you when you think about in-law relationships. If you think of it in terms of my number one goal is not about me, when a son or daughter marries or a brother or sister-in-law relationship has been established, it's not about me. We want to make it about me, but it's not about me. It's about them. I want my sons and daughters to be happy and healthy in their marriage, and my job is to help them to the extent I can for that to happen. And so in interactions where it can be difficult, it's hard to do sometimes, and we make mistakes, and as I said, our emotions get fired up, but we want to be intentional in terms of learning to say the right things. But like so many people tell me, you feel like you're walking on eggshells, and I know that's difficult. That's why boundaries are important, a lot of prayer, a lot of patience. But when we talk about hijacked emotions, the new book I wrote, my mind's on that topic. This is what happens. Someone says something, does something, and boy, you can fire up really quickly. You can go from 0 to 60 in just a minute or two emotionally. And that's where we got to be so careful, because one word can be said, one thing that can be done, one thing not done that can last a lifetime in a relationship. So today the message is to be intentional, to understand that God's intention for us in our relationships is to live in a healthy relationship with others. If you're married, to leave and cleave to make that relationship strong in Christ. Help your family member be successful in that relationship. And boy, listen, communicate. Communicate. That's what we do. That's all about intentional living. Well, hey, I hear the music. Thank you. And it comes up behind me. The computer is basically saying, time to get out of here, Randy. Your time is up. Love to hear your comments, though. Just go to theintentionallife.com. A lot of information, or call 888-1717. Lots of help there for you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.